and are being turned into corporate
radio.
They
nobody teaches it, so no one knows it exists.
Whose job it is.
The dreamers banished to obscurity.
I'm trying to change all foolish and stupid enough to be allowed.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Beat.
Mixing
the mix. In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
What up, this is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
The mix. With the hottest DJ.
You serve the authority of the soul as a whole. Now.
Make me wanna holler, what I've seen in my life.
open up your mind if you dare. Cause once it's open, it cannot be closed. No longer will you be blinded by the bling and the clothes, the cars and the hoes. Get dope, set a foundation, so that your bloodline will survive with or without this nation. Don't let them divide us, subtract us. Let's multiply like baby kids. You dig?
Nation Act is treasonously, traitorously, in the most brazen, chutzpah-fueled bravada I've ever seen, says the Pentagon will move into the states, and governors and legislatures, they're saying if the legislature doesn't do what they're told, the feds will move armor in and take the capitals. That's in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. What did they say last year when they unanimously passed in the House to ban the TSA from touching people's genitals? I mean, they don't even do that in communist China or North Korea. What did they say? They said, we'll run an air blockade. We'll run an air blockade with F-16s of Texas and shoot down any aircraft within it. That's John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We are in deep trouble. Now, why is the system doing this? That's the $64 million question. When we come back from break, I'm going to address that, and then we'll give the number out and talk to police and military ahead of our next guest joining us. But I'm begging you to go, just type in Law Dictionary. Do you want the long form? Long definition martial law, or definition martial law, and go read it. And read what the Supreme Court has said. Go read what Black's Law says. Go read, and then look around you and see what's being rolled in. See, people think of martial law as Waco burning. That's 100 on the scale. Everybody being dragged out of their homes, concentration camps. No, no, no. This martial law is just going to be property taxes, carbon taxes, taking your land, harassing farmers, taking your guns, running checkpoints. But they're phasing it in right now. We're under martial law. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving.
You understand and know that this is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. We're here to bring a message. The message is the time is now. You must wake up. You must understand and know that real talk, yo, we talk a lot of time for action. You can hit us up each and every night at 347-934-0318. We definitely get the skinny on what's up, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So throughout this broadcast, you'll get some very provocative information. Some information that's definitely going to stir the mind, stir the imagination. Hopefully to reunite us as a nation, as a culture people. Because we're not some fictitious, artificial stock or bond that this world is using to allow these globalists to control us. We are real individuals with real souls that have said enough. Real talk, yo, ride with us and vibe with us. The number again is 347-934-0318. You know what I'm saying? We come through this broadcast each and every night. If you can't reach us, then continue to just stay in the alternative media. Trust me, you won't miss anything. You know what I'm saying? You can either see me now or see me later, but it's best to see me now. Hear me now. Understand and know that all of us here at Where They Do That Radio are dedicated to bringing alternative media to the forefront. Keep our culture aware of all these things that are plaguing our community. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple. But I want you to get a feel for it. I want you to understand that this is real. I want you to understand and know that we will not stop. They'll be like, be quiet. We'll be quiet. But when they leave, we be talking again. Real talk, you know what it is. This is your boy J-Dog. You are definitely in the urban experience like never before. We'll definitely get ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. Ride.
minerals and trace elements, as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to check.
That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Criminally conquered. The Washington Post, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London, they all brag every time I pick one up about, yeah, big mega banks run things now. Yeah, we don't even need local governments anymore. The experts are running things. You won't be voting anymore in your town or city. This is happening all over the U.S. No, a corporation's going to run your town now. In some cases, big cities. And guess what? We're tripling your power and water prices. Oh, it's so we make bigger profits. Don't like it? Move somewhere else, but we're taking over there, too. And this is so you can't get due process. This is so they can exempt themselves from lawsuits. This is so the criminals that have hijacked our nation can have their way with us. And who's at the top of the pyramid? Goldman Sachs. One of their top executives went public last week saying, we're there to cheat our customers, and we call them scum and muppets and idiots. And I can't do it anymore. That's the attitude. Let's rip people off. They're just total criminals. Again, who ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And remember what the Attorney General just got caught saying from a tape back in 95. Let's brainwash the public to be anti-gun. And when you see a gun, call the police. And that's why when the telephone guy's in your house, he calls the cops on you, even though the gun's legal. This is what they've turned us into, a nation of snitches reporting to a bunch of criminals. They want the martial law in because the normal law and the system of due process and the Constitution is like holy water to a vampire. It's what will send them to prison. So they want to get rid of it so they can steal at an even greater level, arrest their political opposition, and can't get in trouble. It's elementary. Every tyranny ends up falling, though, because the elites and their minions just start stealing at every level, and the elite will never go after their own minions because, you know, that would be, you know, bad for morale, and so everybody just starts stealing, and then everything falls apart. When I was reading the Black's Law definition of martial law, typically the imposition of martial law, the company's curfews, those are going everywhere, the suspension of civil law, civil rights, everywhere it's happening, no protests, arrest you for filming police, habeas corpus, we're getting rid of that, NDAA, and the application or extension of military law or military justice to civilians. The police act like military now. Civilians defying martial law may be subjected to military tribunal. You don't even get a military tribunal under NDAA. They just kill you. It's beyond even martial law. It's just total mafia, serial killer government. I mean, folks, they grow the opium in front of everyone on the news now. Because the troops are going, I won't do this. I'm going to tell people, oh, really? Watch this. They put the troops grow the opium. Move along. I want to read you this Cicero quote. We're going to come back and take calls from police and military only, please. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gates freely. His sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of the government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. and the act sends familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appears to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation by design, I would add. He works secretly and unknown in the night under national security to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Marcus Tullius Cicero, ancient Roman lawyer, writer, scholar, orator, and member of the Senate. Statesman. 106 B.C. to 43 B.C. Resisted Caesar. Was killed. By one that came after Caesar. Let it be known that this was to come to pass as this nation went into bondage. America, for all intents and purposes, is dead. Has been conquered, is gone. But countries are not like people who die but once. Countries are ideals. And we could rise from the ashes like the mythical phoenix anytime we wanted to. But we have to admit that we have an illegitimate criminal group running the nation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I hope it's coming perfectly clear. I hope it's coming perfectly clear. I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. I hope it's coming in perfectly clear. Real talk, yo. It's definitely going down. Yo, you ride with your boy J-Dawg. This is WTDTA Radio. We're speaking to this local artist that is spitting the flames. The national artist that are changing the game. And the voices of the people. The people who want change. The true change. Real talk. We gotta take back what they take from us, y'all. We gotta take back what they have taken from us. We have to stand on our square and let them know that we're up in here. Real talk. Y'all know what it is. And if you understand and know where we're getting ready to go, we'll continue to ride and vibe. This is the urban experience like never before. This is your boy J-Dawg, and you're definitely locked in to a production brought to you by Spellbound Media and Entertainment. Real talk is real, y'all. Get your mind right.
Began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research.
GotInstrumentals.com.
Between the hours of 9 to 5. Yo, real talk, that's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Real talk, you already know what it is. Yo, if you don't take my word for it, just flip your social security card over on the back. Look at those red numbers on the back. Then go to www.fidelity.com. Check out how much is in your bond certificate account. And then you come holler at your boy. Cause real talk, we finna definitely do some real trill shit. This is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. So just sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. And enjoy yourself. Real talk, you know what it is. We finna crank this thing up, man. But don't take my word for it. Yo, I'm finna show some shit to you. Just ride with me.
Led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I've inserted...
As they appear, they deny Hart can control the weather. But Dr. Agnew shows investigator June Sarpong just how easy the process can be.
When I turn the pulses on, this cloud should move from bottom to top.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can really see it.
It's almost like there's a wind inside
the
cave.
So this is the sky. You can see rapid movement.
Right. And this is just a fraction of the power that's used in Hart. We're using about 100 watts in this little power chamber. Hart uses about 200 watts. So we push a couple of cubic feet of cloud of vapor in a few seconds. So the 1 billion watts is easily move the cloud for everyone who is using Hart.
Could Hart be used as an electronic weapon?
Certainly not.
Is there an example where Hart was actually used in warfare?
Yes. In the first Iraq War, there's evidence that Hart was used to irradiate the battlefield prior to the invasion of Kuwait. When the tanks rolled into the area, the troops piled out of the bunkers, not willing to give a fight, they gave up in mass. These are the Iraqi troops.
And what exactly did Hart do to them?
It can prevent you from sleeping. It creates anxiety. It can even upset your bowels, how they work. And if it's played just right, Hart can be fooling to a point where it makes the recipient so paranoid, they begin to have visions like nightmares.
59-9231. But first, I want to play the Attorney General clip one more time. This is from 1995, 17 years ago. He's Deputy Attorney General. The memos, the lawsuits, lawyers, they come out. He's saying, we've got to cover up OKC. This is our number one priority. What do you want to cover up, buddy boy? We know. Ran another false flag, didn't you? Shipping the guns into Mexico. Blaming it on the Second Amendment. I mean, I'm here risking my life to expose these criminals. None of us are safe. I'm not going to be a coward and sit here and hold back what I say. They got to be brought to justice. But how do you bring the UN to justice for war crimes when they're in charge of them? How do you bring the Attorney General to justice for Fast and Furious when he's in charge of justice? That's what tyranny is, when the bad guys get the high ground. And again, why are they trying to thaw out all these martial law provisions right now and add cherries on top that were never there to make them disappear people. Because they want to be able to tell the mercs, look, you got a law. Start killing. Make them look like a heart attack. You don't want his body ever found. Make him look like a carjacking. Where are the men? It's going to the Attorney General. Here it is.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that can just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information.
Okay, so there you go. And we're going to play the clip of Obama talking about his national domestic security force. On record, your preachers, executives, even over small companies, are even giving them license to kill. That came out 5 years ago about InfraGuard, where they've got executives ready to take phone calls on people to kill that work for them. You bet the president's saying he can kill whoever he wants. They've got wannabe hitmen everywhere. These criminals are so out of control, they're trying to hire local executives and giving them license to kill. 007 type behavior. See, notice they never give up to the police and military because you're actually professional and trained. They create a TSA. They create a brown shirt. They create these goon forces who they can later flush down the toilet when they're done with it. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Brian in Ohio is a police officer. Lou in Ohio, just active 2 months ago. Eric in Texas, a police officer. Blaze, Alaska, airborne infantry. Let's go to Brian in Ohio. We'll go to them as they came in. Listening, an Ohio police officer. So, what do you think about all the stuff that's going on?
Well, first of all, I'm a big fan. I just kind of opened my eyes, woke up about 2 or 3 years ago. And listen to you. Try to listen to you every day, especially if I'm working out or something like that. But as far as the Eric Holder and the whole brainwashing and weapons thing, I don't know how effective that's going to be. I mean, where I work at, police officers in my department, especially me, I can't say all of them, but most of them love the new carry concealed law we have in Ohio that came about 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's got to scare all the bad guys, doesn't it? The crime rates plunge when you have that.
I think it did. We've had a few instances on the street where people have gotten robbed, and we were able to return fire from their carry steel weapons. And that does send a message out to the street, especially when there's a lot of young punks out there.
Let me ask you a question. Are the police starting to...
You're being bored. You're kind of comfortable, and all of a sudden, oh no, wait a minute, I don't want to go, I was already crying, what are you doing? Anyway, now you've been born, and that representative, that de facto representative of the corporation who's helped to deliver you in that corporate facility, remember that business, before you were born in a home somewhere under the aegis of your family, so you decided to get a second party involved as a middleman. And so in doing so, you've come in and your parents, unwittingly, surrendered you as property by allowing for this birth certificate to be created. Now, the birth certificates existed before, but now, under the 1933 War Powers Act, you were being taken as war booty. Yo, you're like pirate treasure, man. And what happens is this fictional corporation, known as the Corporation of the United States, by the way, once again, go to United States Code, find the Corporation of the United States, take a look at where it's registered and why it's not registered in the United States. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, it's about as federal, just like the Federal Reserve. It's about as Federal Express, okay? Keep that in mind. Corporate privateers / pirates. Now, the corporate entity has now created a manufacturer certificate against the property, you, the corpus. They now soon to become a slave. In fact, from the moment you were born, as soon as that link pad was snapped on your foot, they were helping to make that happen right away. Now, what happens when they create the birth certificate? It goes to the Department of Commerce. Huh? Now, wait a minute. Let's ask you something. You know, in our traditional American government, we do have different institutions that need to be in place. One of them is a special institution that was supposed to come around and not ask you what your underwear size is and how many underpants you have in your drawer, not how many cars you own, not how you go to and from work, and 100 other questions that aren't supposed to be there. This department was supposed to ask you how many people are in the home so that overall the government could determine how the distribution of state representatives would be established within the House. What is that bureau? You only see them every so many years. It's called, I'll give you a big hint, the Department of the... Is it what it say? Come on, can you say it? How about the Census? Or how does the Census Bureau? Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, if you were going to have a birth certificate, wouldn't that simply go to, like, the Census Bureau to confirm that somebody's alive and breathing? Oh, but that's not where it goes. It goes to the corporation of the Department of Commerce. Commerce, as in trading and business. Why? Because that whore, that prostitute, that bottom feeder, FDR, he just slaved out the whole of the country against the globalist international debt. The wet dream of all of these international banker parasites. Who, by the way, just stole $700 billion from you. $700 billion worth of digits in your time. And more, and trillions on trillions of that. So in other words, indenturing in these incredible numbers. Now, going back to that birth certificate, what happens? Now your little pad's on there, and they decide that you're worth so much. Huh? Yeah, they decide that you're worth a dollar amount. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's a witch doctor formula. Some of your birth certificates are worth $1.5 million with an M. Which, by the way, is chicken chump change and chicken feed nowadays if you look at the multi-billion and trillion and quadrillion dollar debts they're creating. We're going to get to that in the formula down the road. $1.5 million to $10 million, in fact, it's closer to 10 for most of you, is what your birth certificate is worth. Did you know that? Did somebody come up to you after your children were born and say, "Hey, Wilma and Fred Schmidlap, congratulations, you got a $10 million bond in your hand there. That little baby there, that little baby there is worth $10 million. Did the doctor tell you about that birth certificate, what it does? He knows. Go to United States Code, take a look at the punishments if he doesn't take care of his corporate obligations. He knows. By the way, they'll have legions of doctors standing there and other people to forcibly grab that baby to make sure that that paw print is put on there so that your child is slaved. You don't think so? We've covered this for years. Years. Not for a few years either. Once you discover this, you become really disgusted with them. Because they know. But did anybody walk up and say, "Hey, Wellman Fred, you've got a fine $10 million bond sitting there right now"? No, they didn't. And the parents, who, by the way, remember, are actually the overseers of that infant until that child is, because it's the fruit of your loins, your property, literally, because it is an extension of you. That child is an extension of your person. Instead, the state would imply that they own the child. Really? They're not going to be there to feed them. They're not going to be there to take care of changing the diapers. In fact, they're going to run from that idea real quick. Oh, but they will tell you if they wish to overlord and manipulate you in some way. We can get into that later. But all of a sudden, nobody told you got a $10 million bond sitting there. Well, you don't really have it sitting here now. Because, you see, the actual manufacturer certificate went to the Department of Commerce. And they created, through another institution, a private corporation, a bond. The bond is then floated and used in commerce activity to puff up the numbers of our credit rating and our national debt. Now, years ago, there weren't as many people in the system. And years ago, like any Ponzi scam, the music was playing very slow. The Coriolis was like when you first pull the plug on a bathtub. Because that's exactly what this is, guys. You have this big pool's reservoir. When you first pull the plug out of a bathtub, or when you flush a toilet, which of course is a micro version, that's a much faster thing than this. Because you wouldn't want to see all those funny little pieces and chunks circling around for about a half hour as the big toilet drains. So the toilets are much faster and more efficient. But the same effect is there. You have the calm water, you hit the little plug, and then you notice that there's a little bit of motion. And then there's a breaking point with the adhesion, and the water moves faster and 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 faster. In the end, it's gone. Well, that's what this Ponzi scam is about, that your bond was thrown into. Now, back in 1933, the water was very calm. Now, there was crisis. That was, oh, crisis this and crisis that. And crisis...
body from chemicals.
Bonds into play. Every time you get into a contract with the government for any kind of purported benefit, which in reality is nipping away at your liberty, surrendering a part of your liberty for a perceived benefit that isn't, they then created more of these fictional bonds. Now, everybody say, well, how could I get control of them? How can you prove to me that they exist? Well, there's a whole process you can go through. And by the way, what you do is you tell the Secretary of the Treasury what to do. You see, what you didn't know is you were in business with the Secretary of the Treasury, and you didn't know that you are in business with the Corporation of the United States. What you did is you decided to become feeble-minded, and you didn't understand this in the contracts you were signing. And what you did is you hand all this business over to the corporation. And they managed it for you because you're feeble-minded. Remember I used that term before? Bar Association members. When you surrender yourself to the corporate courts under admiralty law, it is the law of the sea / the law of piracy and privateering. And bar members are officers royal of that alien court. Their job is to move the commerce, to move the property, and shuffle it around so that they themselves will directly benefit as robber pirates / privateers, and support the lucre pusher.
Now, yo, now real talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back in just a second, but I just had to crank this thing up and let everybody know what's up and what's happening. You know, we've been going hard and heavy on this whole topic, and the proof is in the pudding. You know, I've been working with a group of guys today, a lot of folks all across the globe. Shouts out to everybody definitely supporting what they do to that radio. For all the new folks that's definitely listening in, this is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. But, yo, the proof is in the pudding, man. Yo, real talk, is some stuff that done happened, but we can correct it. We can definitely get in the right place at the right time, but you got to open up your mind, and you got to get it right, man. You got to be thinking about this thing the right way so you can definitely get in the right position. But yo, real talk, I'm gonna ease your mind just for a second before we jump back into the nitty gritty. Joint called Jezebel, Outcast in the building. This is where they do that at radio.
I love her like Egyptian, more of description, my royal highness. So many pluses when I bust there can't be no modest. Went from yelling quicker than crows, bitches and hoes to queen things. Over the years I've been up on my toes, and yes, I sing things like Kilroy. Shit boy, because them folks might think you soft talking like that. Man, fuck them niggas, I'm going off and coming right back like boomerangs when you storm. With these old ghetto poems, think it is better form when they can let they storm. Down from hitchhiking and fighting niggas into the temple they call the body. Now everybody got it, had it, talked about it amongst their friends. Coming around my crew, looking jazzy, wanna pretend like you miss good at faux shoes. Even bold news that you got coached, like acupuncture patients while our nation is a broke, straight sinking. I hate thinking that these the future mamas of our chillin'. They fucking a different nigga every time they get the feeling too. I'm willing to go the extra kilo. Me there just to see my senorita get her pillow. On the side of my bed where no good ever stayed. House and doctor was the games we used to play, but now it's real jazzy bear.
Real talk.
See, what up, you the player, real player, and I don't flop. Having the very best of life, lots of steak and carry on. Smoking an ounce a week and every single day with personal freakness. Tricking these hoes in polo clothes, life as you conceived it, but your conception, deception. Looking into your eyes, I see your weapon and it's suppressing. They're digging up in your thighs, leaving deposits, keeping your closets open. Knocking your boots and jaws, hoping to get you strong like bell bars. Steadily calling me Antoine, cause you thinking that you my lady, bitch, don't play me cause you're janky. I wanted to hit that ass for me and a goodie, we got janky. So thank you. You wanted that stuff, don't play illicit game. You was the only one to blame. A nigga don't even know your name, it's a shame. You cocking them up and fucking a nigga like Tupac up. I'm leaving these folks to be the flowers and wait, don't get me. See, I gotta be feeding my daughter, teach you to be that natural woman. You'll be waiting to exhale while you other hoes be dumb.
And okay, check this out right here now. See, we get no good in the black on black, like no star. When is attention so that no one knows who us are? Talk bad about her nigga, guaranteed to snap like raw. Straps sticking together like grandma and grandpa pa in this doggy dog world. Kitty cats be scratching on my furry coat to curl. Up with me and my bowl of kibbles and bits I want to earl. Cause most of the girls that we was liking in high school, now they dyking.
Having no mercy for the disrespect that one. Be hanging around the crew looking for fun. Dumb, deaf and fine. They be asking me all about mine, how she doing, how she be. I know she's sipping that wine behind my back. They squawk like vultures. Off and on like twins of coaches, baby. Hey, making it like they sculptured nails. But they can go to hell and lay one either because they burn it anyway. Big boy, you
love and keep it coming. Till the break of day, till the break of day.
this guy here needs no introduction. Y'all know who it is. Yo, Mr. Sheen, definitely doing his thing on Where They Do to That Radio. Be on the lookout for that brand new mixtape that's getting ready to drop out. You already know what it is. The joint is called Wonder Why. You're hearing this on WTV Radio.
Feel as though we hustle on a daily to get rich. While I feel like a sales pitch, I'm parting and dismissed. The fall amongst the demons, gutting youngins like they fish. And moms would be ashamed, finding out I made the switch. But what the fuck you trying to get? I'm after money like a trick. Money grubbing, hoodlum with a hoo-wop on his hip. Or either shorty sticking many up, run your click. See, I found this game to make a youngin' shoot his brother quick. Make a real homie snitch, store clerk sell outdated items, making youngin' sick for the profit. Why the devil got me by my dick? Heaven in me when I spit. Caught up in these money fits in a pit of rage. Trying to walk as Jesus did, I flipped through this evil, got my soul on some real fucking quick. Get a hammer, dump a clip. Wonder why it came to this, I lost my mind at last. Society has caused a flip. As I walk past, begging hands got me feeling sick. Seeing how this world can change, fighting, trying to stay the same. Money thoughts attack the brain, battles of a mental strain. And yo, this money has an eye, but I'm peering through its window pane. Damn.
Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't know. Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't know. Oh,
the fuck is my mind lost in the days? Pray towards the sun is like the clouds disobey. Trying to get through life, have a prince one day. But the way it's looking now, I feel that they be looking great. Yeah, I seen them at the top, so I kept writing rhymes. Knowing I was far better than them bullshit lines. You forgetting life is short, we live it to the fullest. And I master what they try, so like I doubt that you can do it, youngin'. I will always be far ahead of my city, yet they still love me. And I still love me, so I can never fall off. And look, dying for my people ain't gon' never beat the cause. So I keep lifting weights, my lyrical dumbbell, while trying to make it out the city, destined for hell. Won't see many cry, youngins begging for help. They try to pray, but they better off banging they self.
Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't know. Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money I don't know. Oh.
Yo, real talk, that was my man Mr. Sheen up in this thing. This is Where They Do That at Radio. A lot of stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. You know, I got a lot of folks that's like, yo, Jay, we want more of that information. Yo, what is the whole deal with the straw man? And just really what happened? I mean, I've been said it time and time again. You've been hearing it over and over again. But, yo, it's time to drive this point home, because real talk, it's very important that you understand and know, man, that the straw man is not you. He ain't real. He's just a fictitious figment of this establishment. But boy, he causes a lot of turmoil and trouble. And if you don't understand how to put him at bay, or at least be in a capacity where you can control him, man, there's a lot of shit that's happening. Now, I'm going to tell you some real true shit. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you're hearing on this broadcast tonight, you know, we've been working with the community and a lot of other folks as well to definitely, you know, get them up to speed on really what the business is as much as we can while we can. And, you know, we had a couple of folks. Hey, I learn something new every day, man, which was helping, a gentleman. You know, we looking up some stuff with his straw, man. Brother found out he had a large chunk of money that's under the straw. And he's like, damn, that's fucked up. Yeah, it is fucked up. But when you learn how to put it to use, hey, a lot of shit can happen. But, yo, we're going to get more into that. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We definitely take you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, matter of fact, I'm going to drop this clip on you to get you back where we just left you off at. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're going to take some callers. The number is 347-934-0318, so you can definitely get in where you fit in and understand and know what the business is, man. And if you listen long enough, you just might learn something.
Yeah.
Yo, the first chain was wrapped around your leg. Clunk. And by the way, unwittingly, your parents held the chain, held the rivet, and that doctor beat it around your leg and into place so that they could shackle you. And the doctors knew what they were doing. Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Because this was part of the Masonic and part of many other plans set up by these bottom-feeding parasites to recapture the American people as bondsmen and slaves against the global mechanism. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a moment because we have a caller. Who do we have this morning? I hear... Beep.
Hello.
There we go. Who do we have?
Tom from Michigan.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
You left one thing out. He stole the gold, too, and the people are naive enough to get it. Well, I don't know if they're naive or scared, but this time it's not going to happen. And my mom, she was born at number 99 down in West Virginia, and her grandma helped her mom have my mom at home. She was born at number 99 in West Virginia.
Oh, right. No, well, we haven't gotten that far. We're just talking about people who were born in the corporate entity.
Oh.
Inside the business. Now, I touched on that. That's a good point. As I said, remember I touched on this originally.
Yeah.
Most people were born at home.
Yeah. She didn't have a doctor. She didn't have a doctor or anything. You mentioned about a doctor and stuff, you know, license and stuff. But was that just in the cities and stuff? Or
no, it was promoted in the cities or here. Think about it. You have the Department of Health or you have the doctors. And through the propaganda of the controlled media, doing the, oh, you need to have your children in a hospital or else things just won't be right. And you know what's fascinating? I want to touch on this. How many people out there can recall, my grandparents, and even my parents would do this, they would know exactly where their mom or their dad or where they themselves were born. And they wouldn't point at a hospital. They'd point at a house where the family used to live. My dad was born on just off Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor. Packard. I think it's where Packard comes into Main Street and heads a little east. I think it's the first block right on Packard Road off at Main Street in Ann Arbor. And we could drive by and he goes, yep, that's where I was born. And my mom, she was born down in Dundee.
Wow. Yep.
In Michigan, man. In fact, the house, both of the houses are still standing. Both of them are 150 years old approximately now.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say, you know, because they're going to come for the gold, but they're just going to get lead from a lot of us.
Well, the thing is that, this is where this all comes in. Bottom line is there's a lot of people who have completely just washed their hands and stepped away from and don't do any business with them at all. But part of the reason is because there's no benefit we can get from it anyway.
No.
There's the way they set the racket up, unless you're a quadriplegic homosexual Eskimo.
Well,
have paid into the system forever and you come across hard times once, say in the last 20 or 30 years, the system is specifically set up to do everything it can to deny you any assistance, even though you have paid and paid and paid and paid and paid.
Well, I'm on disability because I've got car wreck, messed my back and hips and everything up in my neck. But anyway, I had to get a lawyer to get my Social Security.
Right, exactly. You have to fight. Actually, what gets me about this is the very assessors that were supposed to take care of this themselves without any corporate entanglements from another direction, which is the Bar Association.
Yeah.
Instead, they helped to promote and create business for themselves. There's a whole racket and scam. When you when a lawyer goes in for all of that, you don't go, even though it's a court. The courts are like little businesses. Have you noticed off to the side?
Yeah.
They're not like held in what you would call a regular court. It just happens to be wherever they plop down a couple of plaques and do business for the moment. And it's become such a rubber stamp routine. It's like, well, yeah, we're fighting. But in reality, it's going to take so many meetings. They're going to say this. You're going to say that. Your lawyer's going to say that. The bar member who's working for the state, who's milking the money from that direction, yaps some more. The bar member that you were forced to hire yaps from the other direction. They claim that they're not going to give anything. The other guy claims more than you're expected to get. And miracle of miracles, there's always this exact medium that just seems to be like it was already rubber stamped, printed out on the computer, and ready to hit button A, B, C, or D to get the end result.
But I just want to let you know that a lot of people aren't going to, you know, when they come, they're not going to go with the guns, they're just going to get the lead. But I'll catch you later. Love you, Mark.
Thank you, Tom. And again, now here's the thing about this, guys, is that, remember, by the way, the doctors know what we're talking about, too. You want to have some fun? Go to United States Code, look up birth certificate, and then take a look at all of the regulations attached to the corporation creating a birth certificate. Take a look also at the punishments. So you got to remember, the privilege that they create is where they create this title of nobility, doctor, like Esquire. And by creating this title that puts a person above others psychologically, that's the whole idea behind this. Ooh, he has a title. Ooh, I say, I guess, I'm Professor Quackenbush. Professor, yes, very important. Dr. Professor Quackenbush. Don't forget, doctor and professor are interchangeable, just like Esquire. Yes, my little chickadee. Yeah, think about it. And by the way, how many times when you have, and this is funny, stuff is put right out in your face in movies even that old with W.C. Fields. Yes, remember W.C. Fields. Well, if you think, how many times you hear him say, yes, well, you didn't read the fine print, my boy. Right there on the bottom line. Right there on the bottom line, you didn't read the fine print. I'll touch on that because that was yep many times on the celluloid. And in reality, it means a lot more to many different people than you think. I hear the music. Look out, mountain. We are at the bottom of the first hour. This is the Micro Effect. You grab a cup of coffee, run back in here if you want to sit down and relax for a little bit with us, or keep getting dressed. We'll be back in about 3 minutes on the Micro Effect in the morning. Who will die on Lookout Mountain? You know what's interesting about that battle, guys? If you've ever looked at Lookout Mountain and then take a look at the terrain of the Civil War, remember that that was a great farmed area. And Lookout Mountain exactly is it describes what it is. From that piece of real estate, you pretty well command the district. And for that reason, it became a challenged piece of real estate that was fought over tenaciously, to say the least. Now, I'll tell you what, it is a beautiful morning here. It is Tuesday. I hear the, God Save the Queen being played in the extension of the Bar Association's headquarters, now known as the District of Criminals in Washington, D.C. Sadly enough, we used to be American to a degree, but now, with all these bar parasites in place, we know what's going on. Now, I will remind everybody again, everything we talk about here this hour about the straw man, all lawyers know about. All lawyers know about. Look at these people, I could use another term, differently from what you have been taught. They know how the American sovereign is being destroyed, slash you, the American individual, and are being turned into corporate property. They are officers of the bar, officers of the British Regency, whose job it is to surrender you as enfeebled property because you were foolish and stupid enough to be allowed to be handed over to the crown as property and as a corporate entity. Therefore, you are incompetent.
Real talk. I'm just going to pause it right there, and I'm going to take some calls. Because it's finna get thick up in here, man. Yeah, I got my man, the Hitman, playing in the background. That's that drip drop. You know what it is. Yo, if you need a hit, definitely get at my nigga. Real talk on where they do to that radio. It is what it is. Don't take my word for it. If you don't believe the words that are coming out of my mouth, then just take some time out of your busy schedule. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. You'll see and know really what the business is. Because it's definitely going down. It's been going down since day one. It's been going down since day one now. But you know what? I'm finna go to request line right quick. Because I want to see what's up, what's that. I'm going to see where you're doing it. I'm going to see if you got your mind right. I'm going to see if you've been paying attention. Because if you ain't been paying attention, man, then yo, we're getting ready to go to, we're going to go on an accelerated course. You know what I'm saying? So if you've been riding the short bus, man, you might not, you might better slow down, man. You might better slow down because we're going to crank this shit up. Because I got a lot of shit I got to cram in this broadcast tonight. But real talk, the number is 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial if you're there. Real talk, we're going to see what's up, see what's out, and see what you're doing to that, man. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's good. Let's see what's good. Yo, caller, last four digits, your number is 5317. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man? Caller, last four digits is 5317. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Can you hear me? They might be getting their mind right. They might be burning one. We're going to see what's up. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it real. We're going to push on. We're going to see what's up, see what's out, and see what they're doing to that, man. Let me go to the quest line one more time. Yo, caller, last four digits, your number is 5610. 5610, can you hear me, man?
What's going on with you?
Hey, man, hey. Sitting here bobbing and weaving, man. Doing what we do, man. What's good with you?
Just got through checking out the website. WTDTA Radio .com/ WordPress?
Yeah.
Just got through reading up on that. So I've been doing that's what I've been doing for like the last 2 hours, really, just reading, listening to the podcast. So.
I feel you. So far, so good, man. What have you learned thus far, man?
Oh, man, it'll take sleeping on it, you know, for all the information to process. It's a lot. Oh. I was started in the middle and in at the beginning. If I spoke on it now, so it's just a lot, man. And I'm gonna continue to go over it and educate myself on the subject matters at hand and even those that aren't even at hand, because you never know when they'll be needed, and continue to put that information into the music as well, making the music fun and enjoyable at the same time. Just trying to reach everybody with it, you know. Truth is universal.
That's right. It's definitely universal. And the more we know, the more we grow, man. Real talk, it is what it is. You know, it's just not even startling anymore. It's just like, okay, now that I see how all this stuff is really cracking off, what can we do to definitely get it cracking in the right direction? Because,
right.
I mean, real talk, it's like this here. You know, a lot of us are out here, you know, we're striving to do what we got to do just so we can make ends meet, you know, in that capacity. But at the same token, when you realize what is actually popped off, you know, right in front of your eyes, so to speak, and what is continuing to be popping off, and then you're like, damn. So this is what it's all about. So I got to be able to get some sort of handle on this. I got to get some understanding. I got to get, you know, a focal point on just how I'm going to plan my attack, because I'm not going to just take this land down. I'm not just going to just stand by and just watch everything crumble. But,
right,
you know,
right,
a lot of folks, it's like you said, you got to absorb that information. You got to absorb it. You got to look at it. You got to examine it. And you got to apply it to your situation. Now, I'm going to make this real clear to a lot of folks, you know, because I got a lot of folks that want to find out, yo, Jay, how do I do this? How do I find out really what's going on, man? I like y'all working with, you know, another brother from another mother early today, you know, wanted some information. We exchanged information, you know, walked through the process, took a look at really what it is. And brother has been shot and has been definitely on a hunt to definitely see what he can do to definitely, you know, kill the straw man, in other words, and definitely get on the right side of things. And this is an artist that's in the game, man, you know. And it made me think, it's like, damn. So if you are able to access this information or digest this information the right way, there's a lot of good you can actually do from a bad situation, because they made it real screwed up for us. That's why you've noticed in certain areas and communities, they always talk about, well, you know, when you get into a certain level of debt, you know, they always preaching, you know, you can go to bankruptcy, you know, you can file the Chapter 13s and this, that, and the other. Then you realize, really, what happened? I went to court, or they went to court for me, and they said this, they said that, blah, 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 whatever. And, you know, it is what it is. Not knowing that you have the right to do this your damn self. Because everybody's eating off of your dough. Everybody. When I say, I mean, I'm gonna be straight up. There ain't a listener that's in earshot distance of where they do to that radio right now that they don't know. If they were to check on their own bond certificate to see how much is valued on the stock market right now, they'll be madder than hell. I mean, literally. You know, I've looked at over since we started this campaign last week. I've looked at over 12 different individuals, and I haven't found a person yet that had less than 7 figures in their account. Real talk. Now, these are folks that are looking for jobs. These are folks that have just been laid off from a job. These are folks that are artists that are trying to get in the game, artists that have been in the game. It's all walks of life, but they all share the same common goal. Information is key. This is why we stress, you know, with this new coming of age, the age of Aquarius, why information is so detrimental and how we got to disseminate this information to get it really out there. But you know what I'm saying? Yo, I know I'm getting a little long-winded. I'm going to jump back into it. But, yo, before I definitely switch gears and do what we do, man, which one to let them Legion of Legend fans know, man?
Just expect great music more. You know, like I said, I'm going to be putting a whole lot of this information into the music, but keeping it fun at the same time. So just expect consistency, you know, with what you heard. If you liked it, you know, you're going to continue to like it. If you love it, you continue to love it. If you hate it, you're going to continue to hate it. In a good way, though, you know, because we're going to need to make it. So go ahead and, you know, keep that up, too. But just making things fun, man, and the more I get to you know, grow with my music and my talent, and the more exposed I get, the more I'll be able to actually change these, you know, change the people, change the inner cities, and travel, and, you know, go here and there, and, you know, join seminars, man. Like, that, those are things I really want to get into, you know, outside of the music. So, you know, look for things like that in the near future.
That's what's up, y'all, here in this live, my man, Legion of Legend. We're going to take one more caller right quick. Y'all know what y'all got to do. We're getting ready to crank this thing up, but I want everybody to understand and know that it's definitely real in the battlefield, man. It's real in the battlefield, man. Real talk, yes, we have been made, we have been slayed and bamboozled by the system. And guess what? The system is cashing in and cashing the fuck out. And right now, it's time for us to do the exact same thing, because we ain't got much time, man. Hey, real talk, all I'm saying is, keep in mind, if you don't remember nothing else on this broadcast, if you don't remember, let me cut this down so you can really get the words that's going to flow out of my mouth right here. Real talk, if you don't remember nothing else, I want you to remember that presidents are not elected, they are selected. And the person that was selected has already told you what all this is about. And because we didn't look at it the right way, we're wondering why we're dang, you know, yeah, the brothers, you know, he's the first brother we got, blah, 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 woo, 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 this, that, and the other, you know, where's my 40 acres and a mule and this, that, and the other, and he done told you, shit has changed, nigga, shit is gonna continue to change, and if you don't change your mind about who the fuck you are, it is what it is. Now, I'm gonna throw something at you, it's kind of blatant, but I'm gonna throw it out there anyway. There was a lot of speculation about the origin of the new commander-in-chief that's running things, you know, about his birth, about his birth certificate. All I'm trying to say is this. Yo, I don't have to be a rocket scientist or even a goddamn person that has a crystal ball to tell you how all this shit's going to end. Now, he showed you by killing the straw man what it can bring. But hey, he's got people that he's got to answer to too. And We're playing speed chess right now. You've been hearing us saying it ain't checkers, it's chess. Well, damn it, nah, it's speed chess. And we got to get in the goddamn game in a major way. Real talk. Yo, check out the article, WTDTARadio.com/WordPress. Check out the new posting. Please check it out. Check it out because you just might learn something. All I'm saying is a lot of folks around here scratching off lottos, doing this and the other. And hell, your lotto is right there in your damn straw, man. You just got to know what to do with it. Real talk. This is the Urban Experience like never before. But I'm going to take one more caller. Then we're going to definitely crank this thing up. Let me see if I can get my man on right quick. Yo, caller. I'm going to try this again. Call if you can hear me. 5317. If you out there, man. Let me know you're out there. Man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
Yo, what's good with you, man?
I'm listening to the broadcast. Enjoying what I'm hearing.
I hear you, man. Hey, real talk, man. I'm going to try to give you as much clarity on this broadcast as possible because I know you're definitely one of them seekers, man, that definitely want to get it up and get it in. But from what you've learned thus far, man, just kind of explain in your own words what you've learned this far about this whole setup with the straw, man.
Man, I think, like, when I pay attention to that type of stuff, it reminds me of, like, the Wizard of Oz a little bit.
Okay.
But it reminds me of a lot of things, like, I think I saw it growing up. So, cause, like, when you put it in certain perspectives, like, I get it.
I see. It really, really makes sense, man. So it's like, you know, but with all that's being said, there's definitely some things we can definitely do. Like I said, do you get a chance to check out the website? I give it to you again, WTDTARadio.com/WordPress. Check out that posting because it's going to answer a lot of the questions about, you know, how to redeem the birth certificate, how to actually, you know, kill the straw man the right way, using that debt account the right way. All that's in there, man. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? And throughout the broadcast tonight, we're going to drop some knowledge on you, man. But while I got you locked, man, because I have a lot of folks that's definitely liking that drip drop, man. Let them know how they can definitely get at you, man.
Y'all can hit me up at 267-439-5372 or look me up on Facebook. The Facebook might not be up there that long, but look me up on Facebook, Twitter, at Corey, KoreyLrob 215. That's Corey L. Rob 215. You can email me at CoreyRobinson@yahoo.com. And that's it.
Hey, real talk. Y'all hearing it live. This is my dude, yo, Corey the Hitman. Real talk. Matter of fact, I'm going to drop another artist on you before we definitely get back into meat and potatoes of everything. You know what I'm saying? Had him on early part of this week. Yo, he brought the joint with it, which is called frustration. And, yo, it's definitely a lot of shit to be frustrated about, especially when you realize, man, that motherfuckers has been using our straw man and doing all kind of crazy shit, you know? Real talk. I mean, literally, when I say crazy shit, I'm just saying. I don't know about y'all. When I realized how much was in my straw man account, man, I got fucking irate. I'm like, goddamn. But you know what? They said be quiet. I was quiet. When they left, as you can see, I'm talking again. Real talk, it is what it is. So, all I'm saying, but yo, another brother definitely feels the same way I do. It's my man, Mr. Fluke, Mr. NYC. Yo, I'm going to drop this on you, and I'm going to give you one to grow on. Check this out.
Live with my boy, Jay, you already know where they do that at, where you do that at, you know what I'm saying? 914 in the building, I got that new mixtape coming for y'all. I'm just uploading it to thatpitch.com. You know, it's called the Abaddon. We'll check that out as soon as possible. That's ASAP. You already know.
Real talking. Y'all already know, man. Like I said, man, anytime we get my man, Mr. NYC, up in the building, definitely doing his thing on where they do that radio, man. Yo, definitely an artist, like I've been telling you guys from the beginning. He's definitely in this thing to win it, man. But yo, Fluke, man, the joint frustrated, man. Just tell us, man, yo, just how did that whole jump off just pop off, man? Just let the world know what's up, what's good with that, man, because that shit's hot, man.
That popped off with just, you know, just going through experience of life, you know what I'm saying? Watching it, you know, seeking to be in a sponge, you know, just being a sponge and going through a lot and then just exploding. So I just kept it like frustration. That's why you hear me say the energy is love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like the love is in the water, hate is in the air, you feel me? Now, you know what I'm saying? But wisdom is my daughter, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of broke it down. Basically, like, wisdom is a female, you feel me? And most females hold valuable information, So that's why I said Wisdom is my daughter, because I know a lot, so she must be my daughter. So I said Wisdom is my daughter. But I just came across with that, like, you know, just really brought being forward, you know, and just letting my feelings, you know, and the things that I feel that need to be said, be said.
True that, man. With all the stuff that's popping off around the globe, man, especially in the entertainment industry, what's going on, everything from politics to entertainment, man, just... You know, it's always been a real perspective, and, you know, you have, in my opinion, have been one of the artists that have definitely been taking heed to a lot of the stuff that's popping off and going on, man. What do you really, really think in terms of just people's awareness? Do you truly feel they're becoming more and more aware of what's going on now? They're starting now to see that, you know, all the stuff that's been put before us is really starting to take place. I mean, where do you feel that, you know, from your peer standpoint, where the mindset set is at right now?
Yeah, I definitely think people are starting to catch on, but, you know, it's so much bullshit, you don't even know how to depict real shit from bullshit, and this is, like, I see the mix-up, like, I see a crazy mix-up, like, some, it's ill, because, like, the way society and the way the people that's on top of society give it out to society, it's like, they already, it's basically starting a lie. Starting your own rumor, you feel me? And running your own rumor, you feel me? You control that rumor. And I just sometimes don't want people to always get caught up into the certain rumors and certain things that's being put out, and certain things are put out for a reason.
True that. I mean, you know, it's real easy to get caught up, man. There's so much madness that's going on around, man. A lot of folks, you know, they just don't know where to turn. They just, you know, they're bembezzled by the tell a lie visually. Hey, we, you know, we preached that, taught that, you know what I'm saying, 938 episodes and counting, man. You know, we've been steady bringing the pain and letting everybody know, you know what I'm saying. You got to pay attention, man. But, yo, these things have taken a life on its own. The powers that be are going to continue to be what they need to be, you know, while they got time. But, you know, when we say your time is up, yo, that's not me just saying it just to be clever. I'm saying it because I know that, you know, the time is up. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. For all y'all that know Supreme Mathematics, man, real talk, the 2,166-year cycle is done. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? The third rock from the sun is going to become the second rock from the sun. And those that can't compete with the heat, you know what it is. Hey, it's exit stage left, baby. Real talk, it is what it is. And they know that. You know what I'm saying? They know that. You know what I'm saying? And that goes back to something that a lot of people aren't really ready to deal with. So I think, you know, from your perspective as an artist, shedding light on that, basically letting everybody know what's happening with all that, man, you know, it is what it is. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely have to make sure that the artist definitely can definitely understand and know really what the business is, really get plugged in, and really do what's necessary to really take that thing to the next level. But from your perspective, you know what I'm saying, what do you see us, you know, preferably in the next 5 years in entertainment?
Shit, honestly, I'm looking hard, and I want to turn things around. So I hope to, like, really be, like, an influence to a lot of artists, you know, for where, like, I'm saying that, for where, like, from my heart, from my soul, like, to my feet. For real, like, I hope to, like, I really am opening people's eyes up, because honestly, doggy, like, I'm going to keep it official. I like music, and, like, these last couple of months, I've just been like, yo, man, I hate this shit. Like, this shit is, like, it's the same shit over repetitive, whether the shit sound good or not. Like, I'd like not to be hating on anybody's craft or style. Like, I found... You can sound good, but, like, I'm to the point to where if you're not saying nothing or it's not even coming off like I was, like, I don't even want to hear it. I've been listening to myself these past couple. I've just been crafting and shaping and molding myself, you feel, for it. Like, so, like, not to be sounding very cocky and, you know, arrogant or anything like that, but, I 5 years, hopefully I'm in here to change it, not to say to change it or change it totally, but just inspire and open up artists' eyes and a lot of people's eyes to do things that are different and just be a real person. So hopefully I just in 5 years, hopefully I just want to see more realness.
Dark Angel. flu. Frustration, energy for love, the body with no soul. The value of money decreased, looking for gold. Hate's in the air, love's in the water, but it's all the same shit. And wisdom is my daughter. Frustration, this the deal, a real nigga hating. Pass the night in the mask, return to Jason. Teddy unit, rolls in a stick. All they see is this money I get. Hands out, my man's out. These even on my man's route. Chill, chill, chill. I hate this shit. Niggas stuck on this basic shit. Blood in my eyes, so ready to ride. Fuck this shit, I'm ready to die. Tell moms, don't cry. Live in the fog, vision is clear. The shit you don't see from me. Homie, I get it from the air. Energy for love, body with no soul. The value of money decreased, now looking for gold. Haters in the air, lovers in the water. But it's all the same shit. And wisdom is my daughter. The darkest angel got the heart to bang. Made for the wall like the archangel. No conscience, no nonsense. Fire in my eye, bring it on to. Martin ain't had no help. Malcolm ain't had no help. Once I get to the top, I'ma piss on that belt. Obama talking change. I wonder what's the change. 200 billion slaves today. Shackled in chains, the corporations America. Federal tax is dead of ya. Homie thought he was smart, the system's way ahead of ya. Entertainment into the mind, trap the mental. If they got your mind, they got your movements, that simple. Every day I feel like dying, sometimes crying. The truth is in they lies, and why these niggas lying. Energy for love, body with no soul. The value of money decreased, now looking for gold. Haters in the air, lovers in the water. But it's all the same shit, and wisdom is my daughter. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, the commandments. How many laws have you broke? You shouldn't be standing. Words written in hieroglyphics, no understanding. Israel was enslaved by the Egyptians, they took it from the first people. They ain't listen. European solar style and the system, giving praises to the sun god. I think they tripping. One creator made all. I think different. Illuminati want my mind, body and my soul. Bill Cooper, Peter Horse, told me don't let it go. They was in the air, flying around, in them UFOs. They hide the lies from your eyes, it's time to be exposed. Energy for love,
love.
Body with no soul,
no soul.
The value of money decreased, looking for gold. Hate's in the air,
yeah.
Love's in the water.
Water,
but it's all the same shit. Wisdom is my daughter. Frustration.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there. Choice I leave to you.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beat. Mixing the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
What up, this is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
And Lookout Mountain. You know what's interesting about that battle, guys? If you've ever looked at Lookout Mountain and then take a look at the terrain of the Civil War, remember that was a great farmed area, and Lookout Mountain exactly as it describes what it is. From that piece of real estate, you pretty well command the district, and for that reason, it became a challenged piece of real estate that was fought over tenaciously, to say the least. Now, I'll tell you what, it is a beautiful morning here. It is Tuesday. I hear the God Save the Queen being played in the extension of the Bar Association's headquarters, now known as the District of Criminals in Washington, D.C. Sadly enough, we used to be American to a degree, but now, well, with all these bar parasites in place, we know what's going on. Now, I will remind everybody again, everything we talk about here this hour about the straw man, all lawyers know about. All lawyers know about. Look at these people, I could use another term, differently from what you have been taught. They know how the American sovereign is being destroyed, slash you, the American individual, and are being turned into corporate property. They are officers of the bar, officers of the British Regency, whose job it is to surrender you as enfeebled property because you were foolish and stupid enough to be allowed to be handed over to the crown as property and as a corporate entity. Therefore, you are incompetent. That's not Mark. That's how they look at you. Understand that you are a person, a free person, born and given the gift of life through God, not through the state. The state would like to claim that they were the ones there, but only as a usurper and as a parasite have they appeared, not as any creator. In fact, the basic rule is the created can never be greater than its creator. God created man. Man created government. And through government, corporation, business, and commerce is allowed because government is a compact whereby people create a civil society, a mechanism whereby peacefully interaction can take place. Now, individuals, with unscrupulous individuals who are typically wicked, will try to gravitate to these positions of authority that are created. Societies will be fabricated, including secret societies, which may even be public, but have ulterior motives and agendas, which are cliques of people who wish to usurp the authority of the people as a whole. Now,
the music got to have me fun.
What the fuck you tryna get? I'm after money like a trick. Money grubbing hoodlum with a hoo-wop on his hip. Or either shorty sticking many up, run your click. See, I found this game to make a youngin' shoot his brother quick. Make a real homie snitch, store clerk sell outdated items, making youngin' sick for the profit. Why the devil got me by my dick? Heaven in me when I spit. Caught up in these money fits in a pit of
you're being born. You're kind of comfortable. And all of a sudden, oh no, wait a minute. Get a hammer. I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. Ah! I was already crying. What are you doing? Anyway, now you've been born. And that representative, that de facto representative of the corporation who has helped to deliver you in that corporate facility, remember that business, before you were born in a home somewhere under the aegis of your family, but you decided to get a second party involved as a middleman. And so in doing so, you've come in and your parents, unwittingly, surrendered you as property by allowing for this birth certificate to be created. Now, the birth certificates have existed before, but now, under the 1933 War Powers Act, you are being taken as war booty. Yo, you're like pirate treasure, man. And what happens is this fictional corporation, known as the Corporation of the United States, by the way, once again, go to United States Code, find the Corporation of the United States, and take a look at where it's registered and why it's not registered in the United States. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, it's about as federal, just like the Federal Reserve. It's about as federal as Federal Express, okay? Keep that in mind. Corporate privateers slash pirates. Now, the corporate entity has now created a manufacturer certificate against the property. You, the corpus, the now to be soon to become a slave. In fact, from the moment you were born, as soon as that link pad was snapped on your foot, they were helping to make that happen right away. Now, what happens when they create the birth certificate? It goes to the Department of Commerce. Huh? Now, wait a minute. Let's ask you something. You know, in our traditional American government, we do have different institutions that need to be in place. One of them is a special institution that was supposed to come around and not ask you what your underwear size is and how many underpants you have in your drawer, not how many cars you own, not how you go to and from work, and 100 other questions that aren't supposed to be there. This department was supposed to ask you how many people are in the home so that overall the government could determine how the distribution of state representatives would be established within the House. What is that bureau? You only see them every so many years. It's called, I'll give you a big hint, the Department of the... Is it with the, come on, can you say, how about the census? Or known as the Census Bureau. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, if you were going to have a birth certificate, wouldn't that simply go to, like, the Census Bureau to confirm that somebody's alive and breathing? Oh, but that's not where it goes. It goes to the Corporation of the Department of Commerce. Commerce, as in trading and business. Why? Because that whore, that prostitute, that bottom feeder, FDR, he just slaved out the whole of the country against the globalist international debt, the wet dream of all of these international banker parasites, who, by the way, just stole $700 billion from you, $700 billion worth of digits in your time, and more, and trillions on trillions of that. So, in other words, indenturing in these incredible numbers. Now, going back to that birth certificate, what happens? Now your little pad's on there.
That's like putting the cat, the fox in the hen house, isn't it?
Yeah. And again, we aren't going to see any truth. What we're going to see is the fraud perpetuated on a regular basis here and on a larger scale, with the ham hand of the Soviet socialist police state plugged in the rest of the way.
Either legally or illegally, he had his mind made up that he wanted us to live in a free society. So eventually we were able...
I've asked this many times of people, and they go into a blank whenever I do. How did the Soviet system run? Huh?
Well, it was done by letting of blood.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, what was the day-to-day mechanism? You know, you always hear all these movies about Germany and everybody's focusing on a dead mechanism. But I'm going to ask everybody, how did the Soviet system run?
Well,
what was the basic premise of the Soviet system?
You will toe the line.
Yeah, and to toe the line, the state, of course, perceives all of the people as the property of the state. For there is no God but the state. And after all, well, I described the straw man. Isn't that where the state usurps its position in the great scheme and tries to declare itself God?
Nope.
Isn't that the premise of every socialist? That the people are the property of the state? And I don't care which type of socialist it is, comrade. Instead, everybody is property. Now, I'm qualifying this for a reason, Don, because years ago, we covered the governor's conferences as they've taken place. But in 1993, under the Soviet Clintonista system, 1994, under the Soviet Clintonista system, and 1995, under the Soviet Clintonista system, at the state governor's conferences, part of the attendee speech by the governor general, so to speak, the individual running the conference as the host for that year, the governor stated that the people of the states are property to be bartered, sold, traded, or exchanged at the discretion of the states. Now, I've laid the groundwork kind of describing, and there's still a lot more detail you could go in on the straw man, but that's the premise for the whole idea of the straw man. Now, this is where the people have been indentured and traded as property. You see the key links here? The people are the property of the socialist state to be bartered, sold, traded, or exchanged. And since we're going to have change your underpants, change your Depends, change your Pampers, change, small change, then, of course, Osama Bama Ding Dong is going to step forward as the Messiah. Holy, holy, oh my goodness. Oh boy, we're going to be rolling in the aisles. Okay, since the Messiah, okay, whatever he is, I think he wants to be called Massa is what he wants. But anyway, you know, click, and he's going to have that whip boy. He's going to have those whip boys there from the socialist committees, okay? Here's the thing, is he knows all of what we're talking about, guys. He's a bar member.
Yep.
Every bar member knows this. And, Don, that is why, to me, I look at them far differently, and I don't look up to any of them. In fact, just the reverse, I am a free man, most assuredly of spirit, and I understand where my liberty is applied. And no title of nobility is acceptable to me, only one king, and that's King Jesus.
Amen.
We fought an American Revolution. Listen to the words of the visitor from the past every time that we play it. And I'll tell you what, I know it's been asked, and I'm not complaining, because I understand.
That takes up too much time at the front. How come you play that over and over? You could go right to something that's pertinent.
That's right.
Pertinent unto itself.
Yep. There's a reason. Every hour that we have ever been on the air, I have always promised that would be played, because some people are hearing that for the first time and hopefully are listening to it. We have heard it thousands of times. Don't you think that in theory we should be just bored? Okay. Now, I'm not saying people ask for different reasons. And even Joe has said, well, you know, we're doing 2 hours. You know, we could kind of streamline it. And it's true. We could. But some of you are only hearing, and this is understandable. In radio, we can get more cool stuff in there, even what we're talking about right now. But the visitor from the past is cool stuff. And so I would have to explain that the reason we like to keep it where it is because if you were to hear only 1 hour of the intelligence report recorded by somebody in some medium, every time you hear this hour, you will hear the visitor from the past.
Yeah.
Because what it describes is an erosion of our liberties. What it describes is this culmination that we are now going to see. We're at the beginning of the police state of 2009. Of the real oppressive, ham-fisted version, okay? If you thought it was bad before, they're going to try to make it worse. And you're on the upswing of this regime. It will only get worse from here. Oh, by the way, Osama Bama Ding Dong said that, but you didn't really understand what he meant. Well, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. No, what he means is they're going to be busting skulls and they're going to try to murder Americans in order to press the Soviet agenda. Which is why Hillary Clinton has got a post in this administration. There is no change except for some of the names on the glass doors. And some of them, they just kept them down the hallway, pulled them out of the closet, and shifted them to a different room.
Yep.
Look at these characters. There's a bunch. All these are steel potato chips, but they're also all bar members. And all, most of them, some few of them aren't bar members only because they couldn't pass even their technical exam. Yeah, but the rest are CFR.
Yep.
And that's just as bad. In fact, that's lower than low. That's lower than snail dung, too. I look at those creatures, and you look at nothing but a pack of progressive liars. And that of course, whenever you ask, if you, here's an example. You know, we talked about this last hour, this whole thing with straw man done. if you were to go up to the average lawyer, watch how they try to couch their words. Watch how they engineer their words, because they're word twisters. Attorney, word twister in French,
like,
by the way.
I'd like to even be more direct with them, Mark, and ask them what the bar stands for.
Yes.
And they'll tell you, well, it has to do with the structure of the courtroom and to keep things apart, and that wooden piece between the courtroom and the official, that's a major lie you hear.
That's why it's in capital, B-A-R. It's an acronym.
Yep.
What does the B, what does the A, and what does the R stand for?
The British Accredited Regency.
Think about that. And it's always put as the bar because, in fact, that's what they do. They try to make you think, well, you know, it's like you're leaning up against the bar there and, you know, you're just having yourself a drink.
So
and it's right in front of you.
Yeah, any lawyer that gives you that false answer, as a matter of fact, Mark, a number of years ago, the local public channel runs a Ask the Doctors, Ask the Plumbers, Ask the Veterinarians, and Ask the Lawyers. Well, when that one came up, I called someone before the hour and had him call and ask about what the bar is. Please describe the bar to us. And I had the television on real low while I was doing the hour, and I could not help but chuckle when the guy sitting right there addressing America, or at least Upper Michigan, told us about, well, it's that piece that separates the court from the official. A blatant lie.
Yep. Because the secret oath is first to protect the racket, then to protect the fellow lucre changers, and then lastly to protect the client. And lastly, in the farthest stretch of the word, absolute last.
Yes. One of my favorite descriptions of lawyers, Mark, is your little vignette that describes, once upon a time there was a lawyer in a small town, and he barely scratched by. And then another lawyer moved to town, and pretty soon they were both rich.
And they owned the town.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly. Yes, he didn't read the fine print. Now, I'm going to bring that up again this hour. And by the way, before we go any farther, just on the poem that's at the beginning of this hour, at the beginning of every hour of the Intel Report since we've been doing radio. The voice that you hear, I know some people are going to go, huh? The voice that you hear is that of an Arizona highway patrolman.
Yep.
Didn't know that, did you guys? That is the voice of an Arizona highway patrolman who came across this poem, Visitor from the Past, as originally put in a collection of poems written by Thalen Polk.
Who lives in Michigan.
Yep, who lives over in the Holland, Michigan area. He's a Vietnam combat veteran, and coming back from Vietnam, he wrote a series of poems, which he put into a very simple book, actually a personally produced poem, a poetry book. I have several copies here. I don't have one right at my reach. Normally I do, but it's buried because I moved a bunch of my books. But anyway, the point is that it was written by Thalen Polk. You will find that this poem has been rewritten across the country. I have a whole drawer full of papers from every corner of the country where at one time or another this poem has been written, but always with author unknown.
Yes. Well, who wrote it?
Yep. We want to make sure the author is given proper credit. Thalen Polk. But the young man who did this, it was perfect. He went into a studio. Gentleman helped him to engineer the thing. He read it out. And years ago, back in 1993, it was sent at quick mail to us while we had the office in Pontiac at the time, as a matter of fact. And we had a lot of different friends who helped us. And when this was sent, we sat down. Everybody, we plugged the cassette in. That's right. It was on cassette. And when we listened to it, it was like, oh, we got to use it. That's it. We have to use that. And that became the benchmark for the intelligence report years and years and years ago, and has been part of our mechanism ever since. And it says it all. It goes right through it, because the challenge is First of all, it demonstrates what are the problems, what is it that's been happening. But it also puts out a challenge. What are you going to do? Will you shirk your responsibility? Will you let the scales lay back over your eyes? Will you lay back? Will you simply forget about your responsibilities? See, Osama Bama Ding Dong isn't going to pass any executive order this afternoon banning the straw man because his first mission is to protect all of the racket. And I don't mean as president. I'm talking about as an alien esquire through the Bar Association.
Yep.
Enemies of the American people. That's why the bar members who claim that they're for the rule of law, there's nobody stepping forward and pegging this traitor. Though actually, if he's not an American, he's technically not a traitor. He's just a foreign invader. Right now, what we have is a foreign invader being brought into a public office. And every one of these lying sacks of you-know-what that will always tell you that, oh, well, they're this higher order for the rule of law, they are not following the laws of this land by allowing this alien to take the highest office of this nation, which still is regulated by many checks and balances. Oh, but since he's a foreign potentate, and since he is an alien, the first agenda that this alien has being given this office because the other buddy ring knockers are not stepping forward and arresting him because, oh, they'll give lip service, but in reality they too are lying, that they stand for the rule of law. No, they don't. They have gone so far around the corner, they can't see the corner anymore. And this alien invader, this foreign character who is now going to be waging war against the American people through the corporation office and through the office of the president, will be allowed to take office illegitimately. Which means that all of these characters, all these FBI agents who will tell you they're for the rule of law, they're standing on some high... No, they're not. They're showing their colors now.
Well, here's another thing that I don't exactly agree with, Mark. And if he was an American citizen born out of the country, there are a lot of people, black folks in particular, that say, well, we've finally taken a step up. You know what I mean? He's not the descendant of a slave. He does not represent the history of America. In that respect, if they were true to this vision, so to speak, they couldn't have looked at Colin Powell because he's not a descendant of an American slave. They could have looked at Jesse Jackson, a descendant of an American slave, and brought history into the nation. But that isn't what happened, is it? That is not what happened. So when a number of black folks say, well, he represents us, they have been deceived, haven't they?
The most important aspect of what's happening today is the fact that they are violating the body of the law of the United States by bringing an alien individual who does not deserve the office into place. In other words, this individual will not and does not, he can try to lie till he's blue in the face, or whatever color. And bottom line is, they have intentionally deceived the people to violate and to crack the Constitution, which, by the way, Mr. Wills said on Sunday. What did they say, Don?
Oh, I've got that right here in my notes. George Wills on, I believe it was This Week in Washington, or Farson, one of the propaganda gin mills there. He said, the Constitution is blocking things, slowing things down. And, you know, went on and on about how useless the Constitution is, according to the pundits. But again, isn't that what it was meant to do? To put chains on government instead of chains on us? That's the bottom line of the Constitution, to keep Americans free instead of having Americans say, well, it slows things down and blocks things. Another traitor in a high place. Setting the foundation for the con coming. And how many times have we put off the Constitutional Convention, Mark, over the years?
Well, again, one of the things to keep in mind and think about is what is the purpose behind it? If all these characters all know what's going on, who has stepped forward and arrested this individual for proceeding? Who has also charged all of the individuals who assisted and perpetrated this lie? Because, gee, there's a lot of people that are perfectly knowledgeable, but if the system has become rotten to the core, and of course is now, you know, an occupying agent through a foreign power, has become an alien structure in general, then this is very symbolic in that they are breaking or destroying the American system. That's what this is all about. I know we have a telephone caller. Tell you what, we got who do we have calling in?
Am I on?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jim from Caldwell County, Texas.
Hey, Jim, go right ahead.
This Obama's going to lay conscription on the whole public, you know, like we're all going to be forced to do service for the United States, the corporation. I'm not going to do that. And I've taken an oath in the service to protect the Constitution. And where do we draw the line? Are they going to, you know, when they say everyone has to go meet down at the police station or the fire department and get their number and then get assigned a job, and if you don't, you're going to get arrested. I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's why, what did they say about this whole thing with the weapons? This was on an article that was on CNN about 3 in the morning, about, oh, now 3 going on 3.5 weeks ago, where the feds said that, well, with Osama Bama Ding Dong winning, this is going to make it harder for them to do what they had planned for the spring in America, with a K.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's reference to the spring. Remember the senator. I could go back in my notes. Set a foundation so that your bloodline will survive with or without this nation. Don't let them divide us, subtract us.
Let's multiply like baby keys. You need... products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. A Beyond Tangy Tangerine complete multivitamin mineral complex dietary supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government. It loves you and wants to keep you safe and well. It even wants to make paying taxes, fines, and court costs easier for you. How? Well, you'll need to meet your straw man. He was born the same day you were. He looks like you, has the same name, and lives in your house, but you never knew he existed. You will have even paid his parking ticket for taxes. The worst part? He's been dead from day one. From every birth certificate, a legal personality, or legal fiction, is created with the same name to confuse little old you into thinking it's you. So, there's a human you and a paper you, or as it's commonly known, a man. So when it seems like government officials, court clerks, or the police are speaking English, they aren't. They're speaking legalese, designed to make you agree to verbal and written contracts without even knowing about it, all spun from Black's Law Dictionary. For example, when the police say, "Do you understand?" you'll say, "Yes." What they are really saying is, "Do you stand under our authority?" Oopsie-daisy, you just created a verbal contract with them. Oh, you clever government. Did you know that whenever you register something, you are handing over title to the person you register it with? That's right. Whenever you register something with the government, they assume it belongs to them. Registered your car? Super! Now you are the registered keeper of your vehicle, and the government can crush it when you don't pay your, straw man's taxes. Expecting a new bundle of joy? Well, then you need to register your little darling with a birth certificate. Then they can start the process all over again and create a new straw man for your little one. Isn't that great? So when Junior grows up, he'll be able to generate revenue just like you have. When you notify on your baby by signing the birth certificate, your child becomes a ward of state. And if the government doesn't like what you're doing, they'll assume it's okay to take the child away or make new rules for things they don't like. Not enough school? Smacking your child? Shouting too loudly? Then it's off to social services for the little one. When you get a bill, it's sent to you but belongs to your straw man. Not you. That's why bills, fines, and summons start with Mr., Mrs., or Ms. Sometimes you'll see your surname in capitals, just like on a gravestone. That's because your straw man is dead and just a silly piece of paper, created before you could comprehend or even consent to it. When you go to court, you represent your straw man, so you, the human, take on any costs, fees, taxes, and fines involved for the straw man. The human you doesn't even need to pay them, but you made a contract with the court by appearing on behalf of your legal personality or straw man, just like the government knew you would. Confused? Well, don't worry. The government doesn't want you to know anyway. If you knew, you'd stop paying things like council tax and parking tickets. Because when you go to court, you are representing your straw man. You are you, alive and made of flesh and blood. Your straw man, or legal personality, is a piece of paper created from your birth certificate. And you think it's you. What a silly billy. Would you like to know more? Well, then go over to tpuc.org. Get up, get informed, and get real.
That we're the whole world. But most people don't know that. All over the world, all governments are ruled by what is called civil law. Civil law goes back to a Latin word, civili, which goes back to the word really. Oh, God, we could go on for hours on this stuff. Civil law, which is called, in all countries, the law of the land. So you say, well, you can't do that because it's against the law of the land. The law of the land is civil law, Roman civil law, the law of the land. But there is a second law which also operates all over the earth identical. It's called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. That is the law of God in the world of business. I don't care if you're in Japan, in Africa, in China, in Istanbul, Turkey. If you have a company, if you have a corporation, if you are doing business where you buy and sell and make money, you are operating on this earth under something called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. Because if all countries worked on a different commercial code, then nobody could do business with anybody. You couldn't trust Japan to pay you. Japan couldn't trust America to pay them for the cars. Because everybody has their own laws. Under the Caesars of Rome, they established, under Caesar, that all nations in the empire that do business, everybody plays on a level field. If you do business in Africa with China, you pay them. And if Africa does business with American companies, you pay them. You pay. Whatever it is you're doing business, you don't mess around. The most severe law in this world is called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. It's the Bible of business on the earth. Uniform Commercial Code. Uniform Commercial Code is based directly on Vatican canon law. On the Roman canon law. Consequently, when a ship pulls into port, it pulls in and stops in its call, in its berth. The ship is now in its berth. Because it is on the law of the high seas, or commercial maritime, UCC, commercial law, rules the seas. So when the ship pulls into its berth, the first thing the captain must do is to present a certificate of manifest to the port authorities, which means that the port authorities need to know how much is on the ship that you're bringing into our country and our economy. How many TVs, how many cars, whatever you're bringing, how much are you bringing into our economy? So you have to have a certificate of manifest of what is the value of your ship here. What are you doing? Consequently, when you are born, you come out of your mother's water. Therefore, you must have a birth certificate, a certificate of manifest, because you are a corporation-owned item. You are a human resource. This goes back to the German Nazi concept that every human coming out of their mother's water must be birthed. And therefore, you have to have a certificate, a manifest, to see how much this individual is going to make for us in our new world order. I'm telling you that until you understand the laws, the symbols, the emblems of what these words mean, you're never going to suspect how far gone we really are. Did you know, for instance, that your birth certificate is a security on the stock exchange in the New York Stock Market? Did you know that? Because if you order your birth certificate, get a new one. Order your birth certificate. It only costs you, sometimes it's free. It only costs you a few dollars. Order your birth certificate. On your birth certificate, all birth certificates in this country are on the bottom of the table. This is printed on security papers. Do not accept it, not on full-color security paper. Then on the right-hand corner, you will always have a series of numbers, red numbers, printed on the birth certificate. Those numbers are a security stock exchange number on the World Stock Exchange. You go to any good stock office and ask them, check these numbers in your computer and see how much your stock is worth, the certificate. And they will check it on the New York Stock Exchange and find you, your birth certificate, is a stock on the stock exchange in America. Why? Because you are worth money to the international bank that bought you in 1930. We need to wake up. This is serious stuff.
I hope you are paying attention. I hope you are awake. I hope you understand and know really what's going on. For all y'all who don't wake up to the fact of really what's going down, all is lost. We just need to stand on our square, y'all. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying this to definitely provoke you to making an innovative thought. For everything that you're hearing on where they do to that radio, I'm speaking from personal experience because yes, 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 your boy J Dawg, for all y'all that know me from, you know what I'm saying, my alias, political prisoner 6601, you know what it is. Real talk, we have been a victim of this system from the very beginning. I'm gonna break it down to you. From the day you was born, from the day you was conceived, from the day you were brought into this world, if you reside in what we call the great U.S. of A, real talk, in the U.S. of A, you had to basically be registered with a birth certificate that has been traded on the New York Stock Exchange, the World Stock Exchange, the Amex, the Comex, you name it, yo, a derivative of your birth certificate bond has created wealth in which these globalists have used to legally extort every single right that you and I thought we had. Because slaves don't have no rights. Slaves don't have no word. Slaves can't get anybody elected. Remember, presidents aren't elected. They just prove that they are selected. You might ask yourself, who's running things then? Who's running things? How can I get this back? Real talk, yo. Just taking heed from a previous lesson in his story. In order for them Trojans to win that war, yo, they built a gigantic horse. They all crawled inside. And when everyone was asleep, they was able to take over the fort by storm. It was by their own arrogance that they was brought by their demise. And I say, this is what can happen right here. Today is the day, is the campaign to spark the minds of millions all across the globe to get their mind right. And for every artist that's hearing this call, to definitely keep the rhymes tight. But you must be saying something real. You must be saying something trill. You must be doing what you gotta do to definitely awaken these natives in this age of Aquarius, man. Because real talk, their time is up. I repeat, their time is up. They know their time is up. Don't take my word for it. Just ride with me for a second.
I checked out. I called Leo. I said, I'm out of circulation. I called a couple of researchers. They put on every TV you got in the house and watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. And then so all at once now, the second plane, and I'm going to ask you a question, those of you that's listening. If you work for NBC or CBS or ABC, and you was the one that captured that picture of that second building being hit, you would have a Nobel, you would have a Pulitzer Prize, you'd make $40,000 a speech, and your name would be world renowned. How come we don't know the person that took that picture? It's just simple deduction. How come we don't know the person that took that picture? Now I'm looking, and I know what to look for. I know when the stuff hits, you're dealing with people's emotions. You can put all kind of stuff down. Then you get the Pentagon. Okay, it got hit, right? Well, now let's look. The Pentagon, that plane came in 6 feet off the ground. How you gonna have a plane doing 6 feet off the ground doing 450 miles an hour? That's impossible. You can't do that. But let's say it did. Now, if you know where the Pentagon is, and you move out from the Pentagon, you got the highway, and you keep moving, you got Arlington Cemetery. And all the poor plane to hit the Pentagon is 6 feet off the ground. It had to come through Arlington Cemetery. There's not one tree or lamppost knocked down in Arlington Cemetery. Now, one of the tricks they'll do is right after something happened, you got a cab driver say, yeah, I saw it come in, and I was scared. You don't know if that's an agent or not. You don't know who that is. They've already got people playing on what they're going to say. You think they're just so honest. And one of the things that's going to bring this country down to big knees is a handful of cops. I'm not talking about these ones we see in the street that know that homicide when they call it suicide and all that. They know it. And the news media knows it. I'm not talking about these reporters. I'm talking about the news media that put the trick down and steal this out and say so-and-so saw this. They don't want their names up. And so when you sit and you look at that whole Pentagon, now here's another thing.
There was five buildings zero to be hit. Five places. The World Trade Building, the White House, the Pentagon, the Sears Tower, and the big bank out there in San Francisco. Like, here's something that's interesting. Now, if nobody knew this, then why is it that nobody evacuated Baltimore? I mean, you're going to hit the Pentagon and supposed to hit the White House and all the government activity that go on in Baltimore and all the way up to 95th Carter. You got the space headquarters and all of that. Nobody evacuated that. Nobody evacuated Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. How'd you know? I mean, how did you know it was just going to be those? And then when you go back into Chicago, they evacuated the Sears Tower. We knew that was on one of the zeros. Right down the street is the Adenauer Building. It was just a couple of stories shorter than. How come nobody evacuated that?
Because they knew what the targets were.
They knew what the targets were. And so I'm saying, when you said, and if my poor mother, if they was alive, they'd be duped into it too. So when you have that kind of hardcore. Now, for those of you all that listen, let me tell you what you need to do. On September the 11th, now in America, we don't list state by the number. The month. We say September, Halloween, October 31st. Why they use a number for that one? Because it's 911, and anytime you don't say September 11th and you say 911, it tells the brain to be scared. Okay?
That's right.
For instance, if any of you all listening walked into your house this evening and someone was on the phone, your mother, your father, your wife, your children, and you said, who are you talking to? So I just dialed 911. What kind of look comes over your face?
Listen, when I see 911 on a clock now, I see it as an ill omen. They did it as a, they even picked a number to program everybody. The passports magically survived. Hijackers trained at U.S. bases. But I've got to go back here because I hadn't heard you talk in this much detail about what you just discussed. Dick Gregory, a civil rights icon, is our guest if you just tuned in. But there is something of what you speak on record. Mayor Willie Brown.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
He admitted that he got warned.
Let me handle that, would you?
All right.
That's what I was getting ready to tell your listeners. Pull up the San Francisco Chronicle on September the 12th, the next day. September 12th. And that's where they had a front page story where Willie Brown had been told by his bodyguard not to take his flight into New York City at Tuesday. Now, I don't have no problem with that. I got a problem with this. When a reputable newspaper, as far as newspapers are concerned, not one other newspaper ran that story, huh?
It slipped through that he was told don't fly September 10th on September 11th, and the reported person that told the bodyguards that made the call was Condoleezza Rice.
Hey, we all knew that, huh?
Well, wow, right there, don't fly to New York, but they didn't know anything about the attacks.
But no, that don't bother me. What bothers me is who told the New York Times? They print stories out of paper. I've got man from Pimp walk up there. If the San Francisco Chronicle report a pimp shot five prostitutes to death and beat their mothers to death, that story would run all over the world. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how come not one newspaper ran that story? Okay. Now, go back to that Friday, which was Tuesday, was the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. The Friday, San Francisco Chronicle, the ex-Secretary of State, George Shultz, said he knew 7 days before.
That's right.
The front page story. Okay, so we're not talking about a mayor. We're talking about the ex-Secretary of State.
And as you know, Dick, he's a major kingmaker, at some levels, some believe even higher up than even Kissinger, that actually calling the shots. I mean, he's a guy who knows where all the bodies are buried. And then there was also an Associated Press blurb that the Joint Chiefs of Staff canceled flights to New York on for September 11th. Yeah. I mean, so they all knew, and these are real articles. Colonel Stephen Butler was told, said that they trained some of the people on the hijacker list at their base. He said the government was behind it, and they started the move to court-martial him until he shut up.
Sure.
So we'd be crazy. 9/11, the government was absolutely conscious and let it happen, bare minimum.
Well, you know, here's what they'll do. They'll come out 50 years from now and admit certain things, and then people overlook it and this and that. But now let me show you something else. I had a friend of mine, and I said, do me a favor. I want you to look at all the flights on a 5-day period, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Look at it for 2 years. All your major flights coming out of Hartford, Connecticut, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Boston Airport, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Kennedy, going to the West Coast. Coming out of Philadelphia, direct nonstop flight. Coming out of Washington, D.C., Dulles, going to the West Coast. And here's what we found out. We found out that on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that if you wanted to book a first class from any of those airports, going to the West Coast, because you gain 3 hours, you gain a whole business day.
Residential area.
You have to book about a month in advance to get first class, about 3 days in advance to get a seat on coach. That's every one of them flights. That day, all of those flights from Boston, going to San Francisco, going to L.A., to Philly Airport, from Kennedy, from Washington, D.C., all of those flights was about 34% full.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm saying when you sit... And
they all got tipped off. That's why there were kids locally saying those towers won't be there next week.
Yeah.
I mean, this was everywhere. And then there was that weird base in... it was up in Nebraska where hundreds of CEOs had been told come to a special meeting a week before, and then they closed the hangar and showed them some video, and they all came out freaked out, and Warren Buffett was running it. I mean, you're talking about weirdness.
Well, very seldom somebody will tell you something that you don't know, but if you don't know this, look in this and tell your folks, those little training, where those apps were supposed to have gone taking their training in Florida.
Yes.
Those schools is owned by Warren Buffett. Hmm? Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
All right.
No, I mean, I heard you. I didn't know that.
Okay. That was owned by Warren Buffett, right? Now, let me just tell you something very interesting. Do you remember Martha Mitchell?
Yes.
She was kidnapped, right?
Yes.
And then a week later, she died from some kind of strange cancer, right?
Yes.
Now, anytime you can kidnap the Attorney General's wife, of the United States. When you become the Attorney General of the United States, you're the number one cop in the world because America is the number one mightiest power on the planet, okay? Now, when you can kidnap the Attorney General's wife of the United States, and as we talk right now, brother, nobody's ever been arrested for that kidnap, huh? Did you hear me?
No, you're right.
Okay, now, why was she kidnapped? Because she heard her husband and a bunch of the old white boys sitting around in their living room with their cognac talking about when the World Trade Building was going to be blown up. She was outraged. She wasn't in the room. This was a white boy meeting. And she got on him and said, well, I'm going to tell the world on Monday. I hold a press conference. She was kidnapped. Shot her in the butt with a cancer shot. And she died, and we keep paying our rent, we keep doing this, and looking at all this old crazy kind of stuff, and don't know what's really going on. And so, consequently, when you sit and look, now, while I was watching this, the people start getting tired, and they start making mistakes. Now, ask you a question now. If that building has, 54,000 people who work there in the World Trade, and by evening, there's over 100
20,000 people in the building. People coming there for business, coming for,
yes,
for the view and all that. Now, around the corner, a block and a half around the corner, is Fire Station 7, something like that. They go there every day, year round, a minimum of 50 times, maximum 75. Why? Because if your smoke detector blow out, you can get a fuse and put in it. But because of the insurance on a building like that, the amount of people that's in there, you can't do that. You have to call the fire department, and they'll send someone there. You'll get a bill for it to put that fuse in and then clear that it's working. Okay? So I'm going to say this again. That fire station, a block and a half company, go there a minimum of 50 times every day, a maximum of 75. On September the 11th, there was 343 firefighters killed. That's not counting the ones that was injured. That's not counting the cops. Just firefighters. Not one firefighter was killed and injured from number 7, a block and a half. Okay? A block and a half from the World Trade Building. Not one of those firefighters was injured or killed. If somebody knows something. I mean, firefighters came from all over the city, and many of them died or was injured right around the corner. Nothing. And so when you sit and you think about, you know, how it works and how many... So I'm watching it. I'm looking at it because I know what they do. I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at it, and then they start getting tired. And then I heard CNN interview a guy, and he says, so where were you when this happened? This was a day later. He said, well, I was a... I'm going to school to be a first responder, and I got about 6 months, and then I heard this awful noise, and I started running towards it, and I open up this door, and I go in there, and there's about 100 FBI and Homeland Security people there. There. What do you mean? I wondered how they got there that quick. 2 days later, they was interviewing one of the guys from Homeland Security, and I guess he was just tired. He said, yeah, we sent a team in here 2 days before it happened so we could be in place.
Yeah, that was Kennedy. And then he said, that was a mistake. And later it was confirmed the whole drill that was used to cover up wiring the buildings was called Tripod 2. And they'd already moved out of all the buildings, their own offices, to run the drill from the end of the pier, blowing it all up. A little over a year ago, I began to...
Real talk. Yo, don't hate the messenger. Don't hate the messenger, man. Real talk. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, man. A lot of stuff people still trying to piece together. But you know what I'm saying? What's going on right now is from everything from then to now. It's very relevant. It's very relevant. Why? Because it's still affecting us right now. We're looking around right now, trying to really figure out what type of change is actually taking place. But the change is all around us. Everything is being rearranged. Yo, we're going from supposedly a democracy to a dictatorship overnight. But it's already been in place. You just realize and understand and know that you've been a part of the plan from the very beginning. Don't take my word for it. Look up Black's Law. Check out your birth certificate bond and see what's up and see what's happening. Then you'll understand and know really what the business is about, man. Yo, it's deep. It's very deep. Yo, I wish I had more time to definitely give you the pain. But at the same token, man, you know what I'm saying? I got to do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying? To definitely keep this thing all the way 100. This is where they do that at radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. But I'm going to give you one to grow on, and I'm going to give it to you just like this. Yo, we say that most people don't care. We say that most people aren't concerned. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like I used to be, man. You know what I'm saying? You'll hear about stuff. We'll see stuff going on in our neighbor's house. We'll see stuff that's going on in our community. We'll turn a blind eye to it until the very same thing is happening to us. And then we look around and say, well, damn, why didn't nobody say anything when all this was popping off? It's like, well, when my house was being broken into, you didn't call the police. You didn't do anything. You didn't say anything. You was minding your own business. And that's all I'm doing. But you know what? The whole problem with minding your own business is when it becomes everybody's problem. against it. Somebody needs to speak out against it. We got too many talented individuals, too many people who have a level of influence that's not speaking out and speaking up about really what's going on. And that bothers me. That should bother you. The rest of the world knows what's up, what's happening. The rest of the world knows that the youth is not standing on their square because they don't know how to stand on their square. They've been bamboozled by the tail live this. They on Facebook and Twitter talking about what kind of hamburger they ate, what kind of shoes they bought last weekend, how thick was the club. You know what I'm saying? All the irrelevant shit. And as long as we're doing the irrelevant shit, we're not part of the solution. We're part of the problem. But you just stand up and look around and understand and know what's up, what's happening. Then you know what you got to do. You know what you're supposed to do. You'll know what today is all about. But y'all, enough of that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, for all y'all that really trying to figure it out, political prisoner, yo, 6601, yo, hit me up. Let me know what's up, what's good, yo. They said a revolution would not be televised. What if I said it was being televised? You just didn't know it. Get your mind right. And for all them artists out there, keep them rhymes tight. Real talk, you know what it is. This is Where They Do To That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, we're going to be back tomorrow, same bad station, same bad time for the grind. You know what it is. Yo, 9:30 for all y'all that don't know. Catch us live. 347-934-0318. This is, yo, your boy J-Dawg, brought to you by J-Dawg, Beanie Weenie, D-Dub, the whole crew. Yo, real talk, keep doing what you do. Because without y'all, there will not be no us. So if you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. Holla at your boy.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
What up? This is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
The mix with the hottest DJ. Thank you.